What was your reaction watching the Falcons and the Rams play on Saturday night? Did you watch the game on Saturday? Let's start with that.
I didn't watch all of it. I think I caught the end. Okay. Yeah. It really didn't matter to me who won.
So what are your thoughts once you learn that the Falcons will be the opponent coming to the Link on Saturday?
Nameless faceless, man. I mean, they got a high caliber offense, but I mean, I feel like we match up good against them. So, I mean, it's the playoffs. We're going to play a good team regardless.
A lot of people are saying that the Eagles are the underdogs coming to this game, and you guys went 13-3, have the top seed, home field advantage. What does that mean to you that everyone's looking at this team from the outside as the underdogs coming to the playoffs?
One thing about being older, you drown the outside noise out, man. I mean, I really don't care what people say. Because at the end of the day, what people say, it never won a game for me or any of my teammates. So, I mean, all we want to do is go out there and give it our all.
As one of the veterans, how do you help the younger guys keep that same mindset, knowing that a lot of them are going through this for the first time?
I just stay in there and just let them know what's at stake. And, I mean... probably never get here again. I mean, we got guys like Seller that said it's been like 9 years since he's been to the NFC Championship or been to something like that. So, I mean, I just let them know how important it is and how important it is to drown out the outside noise and just stay focused.
What was Coach Pearson's message to you guys this morning?
Don't get me to lie. I know it was about staying focused. Really, it was the same thing I was just saying about staying focused. Yeah.
As a veteran, how much do things change this week? Does the game pick up intensity-wise? What are some of the guys who are going to be going through this for the first time? What are they going to experience?
The play of the game, I couldn't say people go hard. You give 100%, 110% every game. It's just the little things in the game come back to bite you, like missed field goals and stuff like that. Like, you can't have that in a playoff tight atmosphere, because if you lose a game, you can go back and pinpoint like that what lost us the game, and you don't have a next week to get it right. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, the aspect of going home is the biggest thing to change. But guys go out and give 100-110% every time they play. So I don't feel like the physicality of the game changed or anything like that. It's just stakes higher.
What's the challenge of playing such a balanced offense like the one that the Falcons have, where they can run the ball with the two backs, Freeman and Coleman, or if they can pass the ball to the likes of Julio Jones on the outside?
Just holds everyone accountable. You just got to do your job. I mean, it's a lot of good guys that play good football in the NFL. You just got to do your job. You just got to trust the defense and do your job.
Matt Ryan's MVP quarterback. What's it like going against him, a guy who can do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage to get himself out of bad plays?
When you're going against a veteran guy like that that knows where you want to go with the ball, and he's used to our scheme of defense, because, I mean, Atlanta play the same defense. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game. We know that they're going to know where they want to go with the ball, so we just going to have to be sharp.
What do you think is going to be the biggest difference in the outcome on Saturday night?
I don't know. We'll see.